Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Murto, M-I-R-T-O. Jeffrey Murto is a 40-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5/24/23. Right at that time, a pump and motor assembly fell on his left hand, cutting the ring finger off. Brady was seen at Inspire Emergency Room the same day. Brady had further evaluation and treatment to deal with his amputation and surgical repair. This was done in early June and then late June for a second procedure. Apparently, he completed his course of postoperative therapy and is no longer receiving any care. New paragraph has per the records provided. Mr. Murto was seen by EMS personnel on 5/24/23. He was transported to the emergency room at the Spira and had x-rays of the left hand that revealed a comminuted fracture of the distal aspect of the distal phalanx of the fourth finger, where there is a large associated soft tissue defect, where the fracture may be compound, where there are no other osseous abnormalities, where the joint spaces of the hand are normal. Overall, this was thought to be comminuted probable compound fracture of the distal aspect of the distal phalanx of the fourth finger. Upon clinical exam, he had an open wound with significant bone loss to the distal phalanx and an avulsed fingertip. He received wound care. From hand specialist Dr. Sarkos, S-A-R-K-O-S, on 5/24/23 also, Clinical exam at the ER found a near total avulsion of the tip of the left ring finger. Pretty was grossly intact from an orbicular perspective, New paragraph, he followed up with Dr. Zucconi on 5/25/23, He continued to have throbbing pain, History was also remarkable for cervical epidural injections, Dr. Zucconi referred him back to Dr. Sarkos, plan was left ring finger distal phalanx bone debridement, amputation division, revision versus VY flap versus full thickness skin graft. He did submit to surgery by Dr. Sarkos on 6/2/23. This involved left ring finger distal phalanx bone debridement and left ring finger VY advancement flap. The postoperative diagnosis was left ring finger amputation, His progress was monitored postoperatively, Dr. Sarkos continued to see him through 9/25/23, 13 weeks and 3 days after the left ring finger amputation at the level of the DIP joint with primary closure from 6/23/23. Brady stated it felt like it hurt more while doing more at work and the weather affects it. Brady was not attending occupational therapy. He was examined and found to have reached maximum medical improvement, He had complete traumatic metacarpophalangeal amputation of the left ring finger, status post left ring finger amputation revision with primary closure, Physical exam. extremities upper inspection revealed a rough texture on the hands. Paired the left pinky was starting to angle towards his thumb. Period. There was amputation at the left distal interphalangeal joint with heel scarring. Paired PIP extension was decreased. Paired he had partial flexion at rest. Paired he compassively flexed to 70 degrees. Paired motion was remaining. Finger joints as well as wrists, hands, elbows, and shoulders was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle test was 5-5 for left hand grasp and pinch grip with the ring finger, but was otherwise 5-5. Paired he had severe tenderness palpation at his amputation stump on the left, but there was none on the right. Under hands, wrists, elbows, there was a positive tenel sign at the left wrist, which was negative on the right. And then we'll go to impressions on 5/24/23. Jeffrey Merteau's left hand was crushed by a 200-pound motor. Paired this caused partial amputation of the ring finger. Paired he was seen at the emergency room. More x-rays and exam confirmed that to be the case. Paired there was also a fracture. Paired he quickly came under the care of Dr. Sarkos. Paired he performed surgery on 6/2/23. As noted above, Paired he had follow-up postoperatively. Paired another procedure evidently was done on 6/23/23. Paired. That procedure was left ring finger amputation at the level of the DIP joint with primary closure. Paired the first procedure was on 6/2/23 involving left ring finger distal phalanx bone debridement and left ring finger VY advancement flap. Paired. He has been able to return to the workforce for the insured in the same position he held previously. Paired this speaks to his high functionality. Paired new paragraph, the current exam found there to be amputation of part of the left ring finger. Paired. He had tenderness to palpation at its stump associated with scarring. Paired. He currently had decreased PIP extension of that finger and partial flexion at rest. Paired he compassively flexed to 70 degrees at the DIP. Paired new paragraph, there is 50% permanent partial disability referable to the left ringed finger. Paired there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Paired. And